You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds offers, Divock Origi to score in a Liverpool win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 was 6-1. That's been enhanced to 7-1. And Dimitri Payet to score on West Ham to win was 16-1. That's been boosted to 25-1. Derek, we all know that Liverpool have been brilliant this season, but they do need to bounce back from that shock loss, or shock for some of us anyway, Derek, at Bournemouth last weekend. And the Hammers have gone 5 without a win in the league. So this looks like an ideal opportunity. I'm just concerned at the moment with Liverpool and those key injuries.
Well, I know. And they're 1-3. Now, you know what I'm like back in Liverpool, those kind of odds. I'll give you an example. On Wednesday night, Porto were 1-3 to beat Leicester. And Leicester were playing a team that, you know, basically you knew from the start they'd given up the ghost, and Porto won 5-0. Now, Porto were certainties in that game, and I would have backed them all day long, even at those odds. But you can't say Liverpool are certainties in this game, even though West Ham are playing in such poor form. This fixture brings back memories of a couple of things. One time I went to the Liverpool-West Ham game when Di Canio was in his pomp for West Ham, and the visiting supporters started singing, "We've got Di Canio, you've got our stereo." For the greatest chant I've ever heard at Anfield, and there have been some good ones. And then a few seasons before that, I think it was a West Ham fullback, the left back. I think it was George Parrish play left back for West Ham, I think he did. And in the space of about 5 minutes, whoever was playing right wing for Liverpool put crosses in. And in the space of 5 minutes, 4 times they hit Paris on the arm, on the hand, to block the free kick. Obviously, Liverpool fans were screaming for a penalty, but they didn't get a single penalty. Fast forward to today, they'd probably get about 4 pens for that. That's how things have turned full circle. Anyway, that's by the by. Are Liverpool good things at 1-3? They should be at those kind of odds. The answer is no. Because what happened last week at Bournemouth, that's dealt a devastating blow to Liverpool. They're now 4 points behind Chelsea. And things were looking great. Things were looking, you know, beating everybody well. At half-time last week, you couldn't see anything other than a Liverpool victory. What we saw in the second half from that defence, from the whole team, basically, and principally from the goalie, you're thinking to yourself, there's no way Liverpool are going to win the title with that defence and that goalkeeper. I'm almost tempted. I remember back in around 10-1 to win at Old Trafford a few seasons ago when Man United were in their pomp, probably more dominant team than Liverpool are now, and they did the business for me. I think I'll play safe. I'll go for West Ham with a goal start here. I've just got a funny feeling about this fixture. I think Liverpool are more damaged by that result at Bournemouth last week than many people suspect.
West Ham +1 is 12-5 in the betting here with William Hill. Is that a result, Tom, that with Liverpool and the style that Jurgen Klopp, the style in which he wants his team to play, is that something you've just got to accept, or does it show that they're fragile?
Oh, it shows that they're massively fragile. I mean, you know, even last season they were involved. What was the game at Norwich? Was that 4-3 or 5-4? And there was 4 or 5 goals late on, and they came out on the right side of that. There were loads of matches last season, and you know, I just think nowadays, you know, fans just want victories, don't they? I mean, you know, you want it to be entertaining. It's an entertainment business, and you know, it's fantastic for the neutrals to watch a game like that last week. But ultimately, and I agree with Derek, I don't see how you can win the league with the defensive cover that they've got. I mean, Lucas has been a good player down the years, but he shouldn't be playing at centre-back. Goalkeeper's no good. And Bournemouth are exactly the kind of side that will exploit that. You know, I think if they sense weakness, they've actually got the capabilities, particularly at home, to actually do the damage. And I think what he said was a little bit about the character. You know, I talked earlier about Chelsea. They've been behind in their last few matches. They've been behind at home against Tottenham, and they've been behind away at Manchester City, and they've come back in both those games and won. Now, that says a lot about them. That last week against Bournemouth says a lot about Liverpool. I'm not sure about this game, because West Ham, for me, are a massive concern. You know, Slaven Bilic, his comments last week were startling and alarming, and he's held talks with the owners this week. I don't think they know what to do, West Ham. They look to me to be in a club in a real mess, lacking some leadership. He talks about the intensity in training has gone, or there's no intensity in training. I mean, that's pretty damning from the manager to say that. It's his responsibility, you know, the training. And I think basically you look at West Ham over a piece now of the last maybe 6-7 months, and you think they're actually a shambles. PR-wise, they're a shambles. The move to the stadium has been a shambles. Their transfer policy has been an absolute mess. And now there are players there that don't want to play for them. I mean, Payet clearly is absolutely desperate to leave. And that's my concern in this game, is do I think the players will respond to those comments in a positive way? I don't think they will, and I haven't seen anything from West Ham, even away from home this season. I know they've scored goals, and know, they maybe were unlucky against Tottenham, but generally their form has not been fantastic. And I think Liverpool will win the game, but that says more that I've got no faith in West Ham. So I might just go for Liverpool here. You know, just to win by a goal on the handicap tie. You can the correct score group betting is well. Liverpool 1-0, 2-0, 2-1 at 11-5. I could see it being that kind of game.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.